You might recall the IRS scandal. They were caught flagging applications by nonprofit groups for tax-exempt status based on words in their applications like Tea Party. There was outrage at the apparent political targeting. Later, it turned out the IRS was also flagging groups that mentioned occupied territories and even open-source software developers. Well, is state government flagging certain groups? The Olympia-based Freedom Foundation has filed requests with four Washington state agencies asking for employee emails and other records containing words like Tea Party, NRA, Catholic, Mormon, and conservative. Glenn Morgan is the property rights director with the Freedom Foundation. Their mission, advance individual liberty, free enterprise, and limited accountable government. Glenn, what are you looking for?
Well, Ross, we're basically, thank you for having me today, by the way, on this this issue. And when we file information requests like this, we're just looking to see if there's any evidence of that type of activity going on in Washington State.
Well, the request went out in May, as I understand it. That was quite a while ago. Have you gotten anything interesting?
Well, we've had some responses. You know, sometimes these requests take a little while. You have to refine them, and we work with agencies sometimes to make sure that we've narrowed the scope of the request in a way that can be processed efficiently. And I would say we're probably only a small percentage of the way through receiving the documents. But based on what I've seen, there's been a few interesting issues that have come up. But, you know, it's a little too early yet to say what we're going to find.
Well, give me, tease us a little bit. What interesting issues came up and what you've seen so far?
Just derogatory references to Mormons and Catholics, for example.
The concern in the IRS case was that the federal agencies were giving these conservative groups a hard time in getting their tax-exempt status. And you're looking at information from Ecology, Revenue, Puget Sound Partnership, and Labor and Industries. You're looking for what they said on the inside about groups mentioning these names. Have you heard any complaints on the outside from organizations like conservative groups, like Catholic groups, saying that they just felt as though they were getting tough treatment from any of these agencies?
You know, sometimes you do hear people complain about that, but there's a difference between complaining about it, just, you know, for whatever reason they might have, and being able to prove that there's actually any kind of discrimination that goes on. And so rather than listen to people complain, I'd rather just see if there's any evidence that that's actually happening.
In the IRS case, it was learned later that the agency was also flagging groups that use the word progressive. Are you also searching for indications that state agencies may be treating liberal groups differently?
You know, it was a good idea. It came up recently, and that wasn't part of the original information request, but it would be a good one to follow.
Are you going to do that?
I haven't decided yet, but it kind of depends on what this looks like. There's two types of things that you look for. One is discrimination against somebody, and the other one is special treatment towards somebody. Either case, we're supposed to have a neutral, kind of a honest government that doesn't care what your political or religious affiliation is when they work with you. So in either case, there'd be troubling signs, regardless of which side of that it's happening on.
Glenn, thanks for talking to us today.
Okay, Ross, thank you for having me.
Glenn Morgan, property rights director with the Freedom Foundation.